like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
So I was listening to the most recent episode of our show, and I was just, you know, I like to look, go back, critique the work, just listen to it in general, seeing what we talked about, you know, just recapping it all, enjoying it all, obviously, because you have multiple platforms you gotta post it on, such as social media wise. And I just go back thinking, oh my gosh, the first half was excellent, it was normal, but then I started listening to it deeper, and I'm just like, what the fuck did I say? And it wasn't anything outlandish that I said. It was just like, if you've ever been half-assed asleep, you ever been half-assed asleep, you ever try to talk to someone on the phone while you're half-assed asleep, and mind you, that's not one of the best things to do. When you're half-assed asleep and you're just thinking like, oh, dude, I'm talking about whatever. You go from consistently talking about something to just kind of going off topic and stuff, because like, in a way, what I've learned is like, my you know, your brain's just kind of like are shutting off and whatever else it is, and you know, the fan, I don't know how it works, but I'm not no fucking like brain scientist or something like that, but dude, it's like when I go to sleep or I'm freaking drowsy, I'm like, in a way, hallucinating in a way, kind of, you know, going and finding my way into the dreamland, you know what I mean? So I'm just thinking, like, dude, no more podcasts. No more doing podcasts, first off. No more doing podcasts while you're half-assed asleep, dude. Because, oh, man, I was like, oh, my God. This last half of this show is horrible. But nevertheless, we have returned, folks. We have fucking returned up in this bitch. It is, happy Monday to all, actually, by the way. So happy Monday to all. It's August 14th, 2023. Let's say third time is a charm. Because mind you, if my sound bites don't sound right, fuck all that shit. I will keep restarting until we get the flow going. You got to get a flow, like a good flow to, you know, kind of breeze yourself through. Now we got both simultaneously the video feed as well as the audio feed linked up and synced up. For you guys all, like I said, this is episode 485 of Truth Speech with the King. As always, Gabe Hernandez, signing in on you guys, signing in, signing off. Like we always say that at the end and stuff like that. Listener discretion is advised, and a viewer discretion is advised. We are not a show for soft people. We're not a show for any sensitive people. So if you're one of those sensitive pricks, this ain't the podcast for you. Unsubscribe. Boop. Just kidding. But we are presented to you by a Spotify podcast. You can stream our show directly via Spotify for Spotify podcast. If you want to start your own show for yourself, you want to do a podcast, if you want to spread your music, if you want to turn into from a SoundCloud rapper to a Spotify rapper, you can download Podcasters by Spotify. Dude, the last show we butchered Podcasters by Spotify. Completely horrible, dude. It was terrible, dude. Why does it look like someone freaking got up, pulled me by my neck? I mean, my collar is so fucked up, dude. There's like, this is one of like the worst shirts that I have of my podcast shirts that are I just kind of threw it on and stuff like that, dude. Last night I was gonna do an episode of the show, and it ended up not coming together, cause, dude. Mind you, the fact is, like, you go back to the last episode, as we were just saying, and it was too, dude, I was so damn tired. So I just wanted to do one so bad. I was just like, dude, I have to be able to do one. I was like, there's so much to talk about, so much to unpack, so much to unwind with, and man, it was crazy. But it's for episode 485. Good God, man, that was crazy. But third time's a charm. I mean, we were sitting here trying to get the lighting down and stuff, because we did, like I said, I don't know if you guys remember me saying, we had the LED lights and stuff, so now we got LED lights in here, but they're through the new ceiling fan that I got. So the new ceiling fan has LED lights, and there's like three different channels and shit like that, dude. You can turn the brightness down, you could, I mean, I have my phone synced up, dude, with that. That's absolutely cool. Talk about futuristic, right? That's just crazy. But as I said, we are back. It's good to be back, and we're here on a Monday, so we can't really sit there and say that we're on a consistent day weekly, because sometimes we come here and gift, sometimes we surprise folks. Life's all about surprises. Life's all about adaptation, folks. You know what I mean? Gotta be able to adapt to stuff. But hey, for us, you guys get more content, get more episodes, and a lot more of I just got like a text message looking at a phone. I usually put my phone on do not disturb mode, so that means do not disturb me when I'm on here. But dude, that's like the worst thing to do, dude. Being distracted while you're on the phone, it's one of the worst things. Definitely is. But if it's like logical, I mean legitimate, you guys remember the episode, like it was like a few episodes ago where I answered the phone or something with Julie or something on the phone. I was like, oh dude, but I can't play the audio on there or anything like that. But I was just like answering it, and I was just thinking like, dude, I can't freaking keep answering. And there's been a couple times where in the past and like episodes and stuff where I got like some text battles or something, or I read something negative or something like on Twitter or something at the time, or yeah, you know, I'm not into that stuff. Like we were just saying on the last episode, I'm not into negatives. I'm not into bullshit. I'm not into arguments with people. I'm not into petty females or anything like that. So, let alone petty people in general. Like, dude, you gotta own the fuck up to it, dude. We got one hell of a show today planned too. We got there is some stuff that flew right in onto our desk, and we are here and got more than enough time today. We got up substantially early today too, so we could unpack the madness, fires in Hawaii, only attacking the land that the elites wanted to purchase, that the Hawaiians refused to sell. Hawaiian people are very passionate people. I mean, learning from the fighters and stuff like that in the UFC, just overall MMA fighters, let alone just learning about the culture and the ways of the Hawaiian people in general, dude. Now their land's on fire. People think it's the elites wanting to gain that land and use it, because they want, and it has all the people like Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates. Now, everything was destroyed but those homes. So imagine a whole ass fire destroying everything but these other homes, all these other homes around you, all this other land behind you, except for the certain specific spots that happen to be the same people that are in those satanic cults, the same people that are on that list, the same people that traveled to Epstein Island, the same people that have a satanic cult ties, the same people that are worshiping Satan himself. It's just the facts. Oprah Winfrey. Fuck Oprah Winfrey. And there's something about another fire or something in like Houston or Texas, around somewhere in Texas, dude. And I mean, that's kind of a reach saying like they have a weather machine and all that. So I don't know about all that. I mean, I don't know, man. You just never know, truly know. And a lot of it is what we do, and a lot of it is what we base off of speculation. That's just something that's completely different off the top, though. Like I said, listener discretion is advised. Also, guys, too, our podcast will stream on Rumble as well. Well, the video edition will stream on Rumble. I still haven't figured out how to put it on Spotify, so that's all good when it comes to that. But we will stream. We'll make sure this episode streams on Rumble. Let's begin where the facts are the most juicy. Now, like, I do a lot of studying, right? I do a lot of studying about a lot of stuff. I'm a nerd. We always do it. I mean, you guys want to see these LED lights real quick? I'm so excited. I was kind of excited to show you guys off. Look at that. You can see the light. If you see the lighting change, the listeners won't be able to see this shit. But we are playing with the little LED lights to just kind of get like the proper lighting. So turn down a little bit. That shit's too damn bright right there. Okay, how about that? How about that? There we go. So I do a lot of studying and stuff for a long time, man, for a long, long time. I've studied, you know, the ways of the people, the ways of humanity, the ways of society, the way people behave, you know, the body language. You know, I've studied the overall form of people. Not me. I mean, the people around. Society. The people. You know, daily things, you know, habits. Good habits, bad habits. Just the overall way of the people, from their behaviors, the negatives, the positives. You know, I've forsaken. I mean, God forsaken, you know, I use all this stuff for good. I mean, it all comes together. I mean, you know people's moves before they make them. And it's another word, it's called anticipation. You're anticipating something to happen. You foresee it. You predict it. Some people call you crazy. People like to use conspiracy theories nowadays, but that's not a conspiracy. It's real life. It's the truth. No pun intended. Truth will set you free. The truth is your friend. But in today's soft-ass generation and day and age, the truth gets you canceled. It gets people offended by what you say. You're automatically the enemy in people's story. You're the bad guy. All these people are ridiculing against you. All these people are trying to take everything you have and punish you for telling the truth because they're too insecure to acknowledge it and admit to the truth themselves. Which is a huge problem we have in today's society and people's relationships, especially relationships, man, due to the audacity of people to just go about things as if they're not doing anything wrong is completely fucking crazy, dude. So, yeah, we're going to center a lot of our show around the truth and stuff like that, especially in relationships, dude. But today's topics, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, viewer discretion is advised, unsubscribe, unlisten if you're unable and unable to handle the real talk and real truth. Because that's all we do here, babies. We speak facts. F-A-X. Facts. Just kidding. So, I want to talk about manipulation. So, dude, you know how many people, I mean, relationships and stuff, you know, I mean, just well aware of lots of different things. I mean, I've had them myself. You know, I've had some manipulative people, let alone, like, dude, manipulative people they have different forms. There's different forms of manipulation and coercive manipulation, I think is what it's called. Is that what it is? I think it's coherent. Yeah. Let me see. Let's fact check ourselves real quick. Can we fact check ourselves? Okay. Here we go. We can open up the... This is what we have Google for, ladies and gentlemen. So, how about that? So, it's coercive manipulation. So... Oh, hey, fuck you, Google. I was in the middle of something. I was looking at something. Hey, there we go. So, coercive... Manipulation. So this is one I'm really, really passionate about. So, I mean, it has this real technical term. That's why it's like, I don't want to butcher it. I hate butchering. That's the one thing I don't like to do. So it says an act of coercive control. Okay, that's what it is. So coercive control is an act of or a pattern of acts of assault. Acts of assault. Let's see. It's fucking page. Of humiliation, intimidation, or other abuse that is used to harm, punish, or frighten their victims. I mean, especially like you got people out there that are manipulative, but you have people that use their manipulation to gain the trust, love, and compassion of people. So you got people that will fall prone to your words. Like I said, words are a powerful thing, good, both good and bad. In my case, in my form, I like to think and say that everybody should use their words for good. I mean, if you could spread awareness, knowledge, motivation, overall positivity to people, you're doing the right thing. Now, if you can't, then that's a different story. Then again, if you hear manipulation for the bad or for the worse, excuse me, then that's a problem as well. You know, that's a massive problem. That's definitely a massive problem. That's where some of the world's worst problems come from. I mean, mind you, the fact that we are in the day and age of social media, I mean, manipulation on social media by far, for sure, especially if you're a public figure or social media influencer or someone of a public figure, you know, an artist, a rapper, you know, an influence, someone that heavily influences the population, that influences the public, especially if you're a celebrity. You know, there's a lot of people that follow whatever they say goes to them. You know, the followers, the army of followers that people with a voice have, you know, it can be dangerous. You know, more notably, like, you know, I think of people that are of dangerous when it comes to the fan base and or can be insinuated and or assumed that are toxic. Assumed toxic fan base has to be like some of the worst ones in the world. They're Trump supporters. Like I said, I love Trump and all that. Trump's cool. Former President Trump. I mean, Conor McGregor supporters. Khabib Nurmagomedov. I mean, in the world of MMA, the fans are absolutely brutal there too. But overall, dude, anyone's supporters will essentially do anything they tell you. So if they really support you, they'll do anything. They'll eat your ass if they want to. They'll lick your ass if they want to. You guys ever eat ass? I'm good off that. I never tried. I know it's not really my ballpark. I mean, I'm more to eating pussy than anything, but yeah, so manipulation is all. You can say anything and everything and they'll believe it. It doesn't matter. There's people that are smart, people that are logical, and people that anything you say, I'm gonna listen to you and I'm gonna automatically believe it, even if the facts don't line up. So manipulation. It comes in all forms. You can use it to fuck someone. You can use it to keep someone by your side. You can use something. You can use your manipulation to get something from someone, such as, like, you know, money or a favor, both sexual and regular. And you can use it overall to get what you want in life and or do what you want in life and get a negative outcome from it. Obviously, depending on the person you're inflicting it on, but for people themselves, a lot of people are very selfish. So a lot of selfish people will get what they want. They'll do the things they want they'll do whatever they got to do to get to where they want, to get to who they want, and achieve the ultimate outcomes. They hide from the truth. They avoid the realities. I mean, bitch ass motherfuckers like to skip out on all the important stuff and just think they can get one thing out of it. Now, if you're one of those little slutty ass bitches out there that only use people for one thing, you're the scum of the earth. I mean, there's women out there, dude, that will just openly use people like that. Like, dude, they'll say one thing and completely do the other. And one funny thing is when you fact check them, they don't like it. Especially bitches that think they're wholeheartedly dominant over everyone in that household or whatever it is, from family members to significant others. Like, dude, there is never an instance where a woman's gonna be controlling me or telling me what to do. telling me what not to do. I mean, I can understand relationships. You know, you got relationships, you got standards, you got overall regular things that, you know, regulations and stuff and sanctions that you should have in relationships. But when it comes to like someone being obsessively controlling over you, such as like, dude, I've had examples like, dude, this literally happened to me before. Like, oh, so I can't have female coworkers. I can't have female customers because I worked in customer service and all that. So otherwise, it's automatically be deemed as me cheating or me entertaining someone else. Or, you know, even if Amanda and her whole ass family and husband are at home with all her kids just because she's my coworker and they want to deem it as me trying to get at them. First off, you don't shop where you eat. Didn't you guys remember that? You're not supposed to fuck coworkers. If I'm trying to be balls deep up in a coworker, man, if I'm trying to, there's a lot of cases where people met as coworkers and they fuck and they have no problem at all. There's people that don't like each other at work. There's people that talk to each other and cordial, very respectful, and doesn't mean, you know, I like to keep a cordial relationship with everybody in general. Overall, like, I don't, there's nothing negative out of him. You know, I like to say I'm very fairly talkative when it comes to that. Like, the kind of person I overall am is someone who is like a very open, talkative, and, you know, uncensored and filtered at times. I mean, for fuck's sake, we had a podcast, so mind you, we could probably say a little bit more than that. Ooh. Dude, is that glare bothering you, or is it just me? No, but, dude, the things get misseen, misread, misinterpreted so many times. You got women out there that will assume things right off the bat. Like, there was one time, dude, I had my cousin. My cousin was here or something like that. Like, and then I had said her name, so, and then it seemed like, oh, like, you know, you get these over-jealous people, like, oh, who's that? Or, you know, well, I bet you got, like, hot coworkers or attractive coworkers. I'm like, huh? I don't even look at them like that. I just show up and make my motherfucking money, dude. So you ever have anybody that bitches at you for some stupid shit like that? Dude, tell them. And first and foremost, another thing, know your place, boys, gentlemen. I'm not going to say ladies and gentlemen. And overall, since ladies and gentlemen, we can obviously say we're not sexist here, but I was speaking on the behalf of other men. Know your places. Meaning, know that you don't deserve to get disrespected by these punk-ass motherfuckers just because they're wrong. People like to be insecure and not have accountability for their actions. There's several people I've called out on some bullshit, but I'm the wrong person. Because their cult of terrorists and stuff are exposed, are now getting constantly exposed frequently. That's why, if I were to show you like some receipts, dude, because I'm the type of guy that facts checks people. Especially if you give me the opportunity to, man. I mean, I'm not going to say any names as damn well bad as I want to. Dude, I have receipts, man. I'm not the one that just hide and run away from bullshit. We face it. You face the magic. You face the pain. You face whatever it is you can. Manipulative, like I said, going back to manipulative people. Like, dude, manipulative people, it's like, well, your manipulation is not going to work on someone who reads and thinks how I should be thinking. You know what I mean? You sit here and thinking about important stuff. I think about all outcomes. I think about everything and every little thing around, and it's not something that slides by me. I mean, I see this happen to a lot of people. I see a lot of people unfortunately succumb to that. You know, friends, family, significant others. They have an abusive ex or an abusive husband or an alcoholic wife or alcoholic husband. It's never good, man. None of that shit's never good. You got to get out of that stuff. Domestic violence. There's large cases of all this stuff going on in our world as we know it. I mean, women are abusive, but, you know, they want to sit here and label. I mean, one thing for sure, like, not just women, men, and just people overall in general will label one another, label men as the ones who are scum of the earth and cheating. And then, like, one of the fucking ridiculous things I've ever heard is when women are just, like, disrespectful towards the men, especially when mothers are disrespectful. When it comes to talking about the father, the child, if you guys are together, they're so damn disrespectful. And it's like, oh, well, hey, you're the one who let that dude be knees deep up in your guts, bitch. You're the one that had a baby with that person. But my man ain't shit. That man ain't shit, blah, 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 he ain't shit, blah, blah. shut your bitch ass up. Like, shut your bitch ass up. You know, people need to have more accountability. It's like, dude, I can figure out anything nowadays, dude. I can figure out anything and everything. Expose people. Right? Expose and, you know, discuss and talk about things. And, you know, I get to a line of facts. Like I said, I'm the type of guy that has receipts upon receipts upon receipts. And there's nothing that anyone could do about it. You know what I mean? So it's just like, dude, I know what's going on. And you think you can slide it past me. That's the thing. It's just like, in my life, like I said, I don't have any enemies, man. All I've ever had is dipshits around and some shitty ass relationships. But hey, man, you know, 2023, 2024, we're free in a way. Like, dude, in this modern day and era, we're free. I know my place. There ain't no pussy in the world that could get me to abandon my morals. Or my dignity, or how I think as a man. I mean, women like to try to sit and strong arm the men in the relationship and hold stuff over their head or provide some forms of manipulation and mentally abusive women, obviously, too, as well. Because you like those cases, too. We're like, well, if you leave me, I'm going to kill myself. Like, they're all just fucking, like, abusive. And those are the types that have been abused by their previous people, such as, like, their husbands and stuff like that. Or, you know, been around someone who's generally abusive. So they try to recreate and do that to someone else because it happened to them. And either because they're having a hard life, they're an insecure little bitch-ass motherfucker, or they just trying to inflict damage upon someone else. Because, you know, I said, like, manipulative people, they don't give a fuck about how people feel, to be honest. It's not a person being a Cancer, or it's not an Aquarius or Sag, all those little stupid signs and stuff. That shit is fucking bullshit. It's none of that. It's quite frankly manipulative actions from a social standpoint, and as well as a social media standpoint, as well as you know, just within. You know, manipulative people want to pull everyone in on their side. What you say doesn't matter. What you say is wrong, though, to them. Everything you say is wrong. You're the bad guy in this one. You're wrong. Nope, you're wrong. I'm right. End of story. That's how these stupid asses go about things. They're right and you're wrong. But even if you list everything that's right on your list that they did, there ain't no accountability on the other side. You know what I mean? And people, you read, dude, if I showed you my receipts, bruh, on here, just me for me personally, I did, it would be so funny, dude. It's so many insecure little bitches and stuff like that that really try to get over on people and stuff like that. And then they think it's okay. Like, you know, there's people that will literally go and, like, treat you like shit one day, then, oh, when I'm gonna buy you something, I'm gonna get you something of interest to make up for my horrible actions or something like that. And they'll try to use that to try to use something physical to kind of pull you back in, you know, and it works on people that are gullible, and it works on hurt people too. So it works on someone who's so since we're basing it on relationships, hold on, give me one second. No motherfucking drink better than water. It works on, it's a sad thing, it happens in the world, but it works on manipulative people. Easily manipulated people. But if you ever, like, craved love, and we're all humans, we probably ever have. If you haven't, then by all means, what have you been doing on this earth? But if you've ever craved love, right, you know that people get hurt all the time. Love is the thing that makes the world go round. Love is what gets people linked together. It's what keeps the world going round, obviously, in a lot of ways. It's what the world lacks, for sure. But it's something that doesn't get cherished, underused, overused. Now, mind you, if you are in love with something or someone, or you like something or someone, there's no problem with that. You know, there's all these stigmas around it and stuff, and, you know, oh, like, one of the big ones is like, oh, well, I've dated this person for 2 years, but it feels like I've known them for 10 years. It's all about what you do in a relationship. It's all about how you're getting to know your person, your communication skills. I want to know how the hell they handle adversities, issues, setbacks. I want to know their mind state, their mind frame. I want to know why they think that way. I want to know what causes them to think that way. You know, the ins and the outs of everything. That's what makes me such a fantastic person. Anyway, is it relationships or not, that's just the way I am when it comes to my approach on learning anyways in general. You know, I've studied people for many years, watched people, seen, listened, observed, and, you know, I put it all in the back of my head. Everything's stored up. Everything's there for grabs, aka receipts. So then any little punk-ass motherfuckers try to come at me, then I've got my receipts. I've got everything I need to do to ensure that my statements are factual. I know I said on a couple episodes ago that everyone's entitled to their own opinions, but fuck you if your opinion doesn't matter. Your opinions don't matter if you're being false about them. People will use their manipulation skills to provide a false sense of security in your head, or, you know, try to get you to let your guard down and stuff. And, you know, some people, including myself, I'm not gonna lie, have succumbed to certain things. You know, people try to do manipulative actions or, you know, make you feel bad in a certain way. But for me personally, if I know that I'm right about something, I'm not gonna sit here and try to bullshit my way out of it. I'm not gonna sit here and try to get my leg. I'm not gonna try to get people to come and think a way I want to think just because I think that way. What? Wait, just because I think that way, or I do something that's stupid, or I do something that I like, doesn't mean everyone else has to do the same thing. I mean, that's one of the biggest things in the world. Like, people are afraid to be themselves. People are afraid to speak up when the times are right. People are egotistic, and they don't have accountability. And what they say goes in their mind. I don't care how many women are in your fucking family. You will not back me in any corners. You will not make me try to believe what I'm doing is wrong. I don't give a fuck how many bitches try to say the same thing. If a bunch of fucking retards are saying the same thing, how does that make them any more retarded? Any lesser or more less retarded in that case? Bunch of punks are agreeing with the same stuff, then, you know, like I said, racism, one of the most things that's been around forever. All racism is the same. I mean, not really. I mean, I could, like, kind of go backtrack to that. I mean, all relationship is impactful in different ways to people, depending on the way that you think about it. If you got a bunch of dumb fucks all in one room saying the same stuff, there's no need to have it behind it. There's nothing. There's no need to have any type of conversation behind it. There's no need to have to intimidate them. There's no need to have to persuade them or try to re-persuade them. It's pointless. There's no point in today's day and age with the way that society goes. I mean, look at all the dumb fucks we have around. Like, look at all the car wrecks. Look at the way people are openly treating each other. Like horseshit. There's no ifs, ands, or buts around it. People are just absolutely horrible to each other, let alone to themselves. They're all out of shape. They all collect food stamps. The ignorant ones, though. The ones who are using the money for bad. I mean, I've seen some people with some racks, man. Some absolute stacks. And it's just another ploy, that, you know, kind of showing you how feeble the government can be for people and all that. But back to what we were saying. You know, manipulative control and stuff like that. And you know, women can say one thing and do the other. They can tell their family one thing and do the other. They can tell them their side of the story, especially when it comes to someone who's insecure and someone who's trying to take away what you have, your traits, your positive vibes, your facts. Because we all used to read those magazines, right? They're still in the damn stores. That's awesome. There's not a lot of them around here that do that. And I like that it's something that, you know, I don't like that it's an issue in the world, but I like that we can all join together and talk about this stuff and kind of have the same thought processes about it and stuff like that. Because manipulation, me first off, manipulation for me and lying wise, I'm a shitty ass liar, man. So there's no way I can sit here and be false about stuff. You know what I mean? When it comes to a victim, like, oh, these people are just trying, these people will try to, anyway, possess your mind into thinking the way they think, or they're trying to get you to act out so they can frame you for it. Like, so-and-so treats you badly all the time, or, you know, misuses you and whatever else it is, but would cover for you if you had a gun in your pocket or something. No, I don't give a fuck who locks any doors. I mean, I lock mine because I don't like people being rapists and stuff like that, or, you know, just being too damn nosy. But point blank is when, like, people use their powers in their brain for humanity in a negative way, makes for a horrible, you know, outcome for you. Karma's undefeated, bitch. It's gonna come after you when you least expect it. And, you know, at that point, you can't feel sorry for someone like that. Like, a manipulative partner in a relationship, man or woman, is that they're gonna continuously get used to being okay with disrespecting you. That's what it makes people want to smack the fuck out of their partners sometimes, and that's why couples get in fights like that. It's manipulative. They want you to think how you think, and if you don't, like I said, it's you're bad guy. You're automatic bad guy. You're an automatic bad guy. Oh, another one too. Another one. So, like, for me personally, I'm a really nice guy. I'm very well spoken. I really enjoy myself. I'm a cool ass person. Like, anywhere and everywhere that I've ever been, I've had more friends than anything. Like, I haven't even had any more than five enemies in my whole life, let alone probably even less than five, probably about two, or people that I genuinely felt caused me a disrage and disgust. And but there's not anybody that would make me not want to be alive or not want to be in a relationship. You know, if someone's treating you bad in a relationship, get the fuck out. Bring in a restraining order. Do whatever it is. Have them lock that bitch up. You know what I mean? It's an unfortunate circumstance to be a part of, to learn about, obviously, and to go about when it comes to situations and stuff. But we have so much damage going on in this world, and so many people are getting into relationships and being so-called serious with their partners, but in reality, no, it's like people are getting married early, they're having kids early, and it turns out they're not ready for it when the time gets hard. You got to take all this stuff so seriously. If not, your whole world's going to turn upside down. Now, is that fun? Do you guys like that? Some women like to walk backwards. You could put the same exact fucking notepad paper down on the table for them to do every single day, and they're still going to do it their way. Like, if you're ego-driven, if everything you say goes, if everything you say in your head is the way you think it is and it's not, you got problems. You know, as human beings, as one, I'd like to say that I think we can all humble ourselves. I mean, for me, I put myself in a position. Oh, I heard something out there. That's why I was like looking. I put myself in a position to where I can overall be humble about things. I have a humble approach to a lot. Like, if you buy cheaper clothes, or you don't have that $10,000 watch on your wrist, or, you know, you're not bringing in racks and stuff and thousands of stuff, that doesn't make me think of you lesser as a person. One of the most misinterpreted things for people is like shopping at the Dollar Tree, for example. Dude, have you ever brought $100+ in the Dollar Tree and just bought a fuck ton of items? They have some, like, dude, I'll get stoned and going to the Dollar Tree. It's some of the best stuff ever, dude. There's hella shit you can get in that Dollar Tree. But I don't think lesser of you for going to the Dollar Tree. I don't think lesser of you for going to Walmart and getting your shirts or your shoes. Who are we to judge? Greedy people judge. I mean, this world's operated by the rich and stuff. And then, you know, people, like I said, manipulative women and stuff like that, though. They like to hold things over your head. And not just women, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't seem like it's not like a direct dig at any women or anything like that. No, it's a direct dig at the world in general. Women are possessive. And first and foremost, like the ones that always want your phone. Oh, let me see your phone. Who are you talking to? Are you texting me? Shut the fuck up. I'm texting who I want to text, bitch. No piece of pussy is worth any bullshit. No piece of pussy is worth any disrespect towards yourself. And no piece of pussy is worth someone disrespecting you and not getting a backhand to the face. You know what I mean? Figuratively, of course. But it happens. You know, people find themselves in some horrible spots. They find themselves in some horrible positions. Point blank, let's go back to rewind back to it. Like, say for example, you've been in a relationship for a long time, right? And you're just like, you know, dude, I'm not feeling this one after so long. Like, you know, it's super bad. And a big word we use is toxic. So toxic relationships. People like to be toxic and deny the truth and stay away. Dude, I want to talk about this so bad, but we might just do like an exclusive episode where we talk about this specific topic and stuff like that. But they play the victim. So mind you, like I said, I'm a nice person. I'm a really nice guy, very talkative, very respectful. You know, I treat people how they treat me. If you're rude to me, I'm going to be rude to you. You try to start shit with me, I'm going to start shit with you, and I will win. You try to trash talk me, first and foremost, I'm going to trash talk you, and I'll win. It's just the way it goes. People don't like the truth. They don't like to be corrected, especially women. Women don't like to be corrected. They like to be first. They like to have the last word. They like to think what they say matters, even though realistically, it doesn't sometimes. I mean, sometimes it does. I mean, you got to be completely humble and understand your spot and stuff. Like, you got to be humble, understand your placement, understand where you're at, understand who you're talking to. Otherwise, if you don't, you're going to find yourself without a person. That's why guys will leave their women cold turkey when they have babies. It's basically like a fuck you, bitch. You're an asshole. Why the hell would I want to be around? If you're not going to make me pay child support till they're 18, I don't give a fuck. I'm getting the fuck up out of there. And another thing also that they do is they sit and label us males, ladies and gentlemen. They label us. They label, assume, and will say that all guys are the same, or there's men and shit, all this other stuff. Just because you have failed relationship, what's it called? Just because you had some shitty ass relationships and picked the wrong fucking people doesn't mean everybody's the same. Everyone's unique. Everyone's individual. Individuality is a huge thing. You know, people being themselves is a most important thing. People, you know, acting out of kindness and obviously being themselves and treating everyone and anyone around them with respect is warranted. It's deserved. But there's no way in fucking hell where you can assume everyone's like that, or certain people are a certain way in a certain thing. You guys want to hear a funny story? All right, so like I said, before we continue, we are, like I said, presented to you by Spotify Podcast. Be sure to stream our show weekly on Spotify Podcast as well, Podcasters by Spotify. You can download the Podcasters by Spotify app in the Google Play Store and or the iPhone Store. So like I said, and we are available on Instagram too. So Truth Speech Pod on Instagram, GT King Official on X as well, aka Twitter, and G the King underscore official on Instagram. So another thing, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I hope it didn't leave my mind. So it's like when they're wrong, when women are wrong, or when they do, so women will insinuate something on you. Meaning like, so there's this thing I always talk about. It's very important. So it's called cause and effect. So if fuckface number one is saying something that they know will agitate me, and especially if you told someone before and they go and sit here and do it, or they're just getting pushed too far to the edge and stuff to where you just snap on someone, it's warranted. You know, it's not allowed. I wouldn't condone violence. I don't condone violence. I'm not inciting violence or anything like that. Especially not in front of a church. I mean, dude, when I was thinking of that stuff, I was literally thinking about it in front of like a Jewish church, or no, it's like a Jehovah Witness church or something like that, dude. I don't want to persuade people to do dumb fucking things and get themselves in trouble. You know, I think a lot of our issues can be verbally solved in a lot of ways. Like I said, some women are just completely disrespectful and need to be put in their place, and For me, you gotta really, really push me to be an asshole. And when I'm an asshole, man, I don't regret what I gotta fucking say. You can eat a dick for all I care, bitch. You fucking pussy. There's no one out there to manipulate me or anyone else around. And I hope any of my listeners here and all you guys here don't let anyone manipulate anyone as well. I mean, fuck people that are like that. Not literally. You know, my dick will not get hard for someone that treats me like shit, that's for sure. Like, I don't see how people could do that, man. I was telling my grandpa the other day, I'm like, dude, like, it's like, I have to have some form of personality for me to stick my penis in there. What the fuck? Why the hell would I even be trying to do it? Like, dude, getting in arguments with significant others, dude, makes me want to sleep on the couch. I'll sleep with the doggies or the kitties or the fishes. You know, it's nice to not hear big mouth women once in a while, though. You know, they just don't own up and stuff, you know what I mean? So it was like, they'll do all these different things to you. And then when you finally, not just women, men as well, just people in general. Their actions will warrant a response from you. May not be the best. You may treat them like shit. You may cuss them the fuck out or something. But that's not your fault. It's their fault. Cause effect. You cause something stupid as fuck to happen, it's gonna happen. You disrespect someone and you get blown up on and cussed out, that's on you. You try to hide something, you try to lie, you try to make someone feel a certain kind of way, that's on you. Consequences for our actions. Something a lot of people need to study up on. You know? Truth Speech 101 here with the King. I should charge for this relationship advice. Dr. Gabriel here at your guys' request. You know, this is so disgusting how people can just go about shit acting as if it doesn't happen, or if they're innocent or they're not doing anything wrong. It's the one thing women do factually is try to make men look bad, especially if it's a controlling woman or a woman that's abusive like that. She'll go about it as if you're doing the things wrong and telling everyone everything and anything about you, and then flip the script and come back around and try to use that on you. But when the truth is close to being exposed on their side, they'll bring up something from the past or bring up one of your bad habits and try to use that against you and verbally manipulate them. You know, some women even get smacked in the fucking face by like reality or something, man. Because I'm just like, dude, you guys are fucking stupid sometimes. Men are stupid. Everyone's stupid. We all are stupid as a whole in a lot of ways. But no, dude, I like to surround myself with good people. A good circle of people. People that I know will have my back. People that I know own up to stuff. People that I know have accountability. People that I know don't live in a false sense of reality. It's not fun. I mean, I don't live in a false sense of reality, so I don't fucking know what that feels like. But there's just people that don't understand things the way that should be understood. You know, like people that go backwards in life. And like, okay, so you want to go backwards in life. So you want to go through hell. You rather walk backwards. You rather work extra supremely harder than to move forward and set your ego aside. Like, unbelievable. It's unbelievable how the lack of work people are willing to not put into, or the lack of work they'll put into being fake. You know, everything you say, like for me, for example, so someone's constantly, consistently disrespecting me, and are fighting, let alone in a relationship or not. If someone's trying to disrespect you after so long, I snap, man. And you guys know how much I talk. I'll say everything and anything to hurt you. I pay attention. You know what I mean? I take my receipts. I jot down my notes in here. And I'm ready to combat anything and everything. Anyone and everyone. Especially if you give me an option to. Especially if you leave yourself wide open to do so. I'm not saying that I underestimate everyone and anyone and everyone, but there's not a lot that I let slip by me when it comes to relationships, personally, me especially. Like, dude, there's nothing that anyone could hide from someone that isn't already known. You know, people try to intimidate or, you know, try to make it seem like what you said or so. It'll literally be like this. So, okay, so I
did all this stuff to him and everything under the kitchen sink, but when someone finally gets done back to me, I don't like it. You can give it, but you can't get it. You can give but not receive. That's gotta suck. Like, well, no fucking worry. No shit. Same thing with people. Oh, I have all these huge bills to pay, or this medicine, or this and that, and all this other bullshit. The weed, I have to buy all this other stuff. Do everything else but the things you're supposed to do. You should never be too close to not having money when you get paid or when you're making your bills and all that. But overall, at the same time, you know, it's just a thing that happens within people in general. And, you know, there's been several times I've went off and said shit, but when I'm pissed off and I'm agitated like that, more so when I'm agitated than anything, I get the receipts. I say what I need to say, and it can be taken in however it wants. But I'm not 100% accountable for anything that I said, because it's factual. If you have a fucking problem, that's on you. You're insecure, you're too scared to learn the truth, and you're too scared to face the truth. And there's people that just don't know how to set their bullshit ass minds aside and actually think outside the box for once in their life. This is crazy. But is that everything we got? I mean, we have 10 more minutes left. I can't believe it's almost been an hour. Can you believe an hour? An hour straight. We have defeated the stigma. I was going to say substantial stigma that we only did like 30 minutes every last couple episodes. But dude, the last one was tiring, dude. Can you see my head? It's like kind of oily a little bit. I want to take a shower after this or what, you know. Got to do some laundry and all that too. But yeah, man, it's sickening how people will sit and deny the truth, and they'll hide from things versus facing them. I mean, the toughest people in the world, we have some of the toughest people in the world, and they don't want to fight. I mean, I know people that have beaten so much stuff in life, but yeah, there's certain things that we just don't do as human beings. It's crazy, dude. Absolutely crazy. I mean, dude, it's just so fucking crazy. And how people are in denial and stuff, especially when you start listening to facts, man. Don't get me into a fact war, because I know exactly what to look for. I know exactly. There's not been one woman in the world that can be manipulative over me and have me not either, number two, get what they're saying or understand the way they're saying, or number one, I'm not falling into their stupid little plan like every other person would. You know what I mean? And we speak for ourselves. We are one for ourselves. And it's just, you know, something we got to understand. You know what I mean? You know, we got to take care of ourselves in general. You don't need a woman to take care of yourself. Go to the strip club. Enjoy yourself some models. Fuck a couple bitches a week or something. You don't need one person, especially if they're treating you bad. Men, ladies and gentlemen, don't get comfortable with letting someone disrespect you, because you're going to keep on doing it, and you don't want to deal with that smoke. I mean, like for me, if someone's trying to fuck with me for so long, I'm a fighter, man. I like to fight people. I mean, you know, I'll go the fuck off on someone, and I'll actually be legitimate too. I mean, some of the stuff, I mean, do you guys want to read mean text on the next episode of the show? I mean, what are they, very relationship based here on there on this episode? But yeah, dude, we'll read mean text, and you guys can see some of the mean texts I've said to before. I'm only mean if someone pushes me to the point. If I'm absolutely heartless to you personally, just know that's when you really fucked up, because I never do that to anyone I care about or anything. But if you push me over the edge beyond and try to bullshit and or lie to me, all my fucks are out the window, and I'll go the fuck off on your pussy ass for goddamn sure, dude. It's like, dude, I wouldn't do this to anyone else. That's one of the same reasons why when it happens, you're like, dude, fuck you. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, if you wouldn't do that to someone else, or you don't want it done to you, don't do it to someone else. That's point blank why I don't do anything I regret, and or say anything I won't regret. Anything I've said, stuff I didn't regret, things that I know were true, things that I stood by. I ain't never said nothing false like that when it comes to that regard. I'm just realistic, and people can't take the truth. That's the society we're in. They get hurt by the feelings. Their feelings. They're so hurt. They're so hurt. You guys are little pussies. Pussies. They don't like to knowing the truth. The truth sets you free. The truth keeps you out of trouble. Truth gets people hurt. Loyalty, commitment, all that stuff's all thrown around everywhere now. People are manipulative and they think what they're doing is actually the right thing, and they'll go and make it seem like you're the one doing something wrong. In reality, like, if you've ever left an abusive relationship or a shitty ass relationship and your partner wants to kill themselves, or they have nothing left or anything if you leave their side, but yet when you're by their side, they're treating you like shit. To the point where it's like, dude, what the hell do I do to sit here and let this person treat me like this, or strong arm me, or back me into a corner? It doesn't work like that. Both sides take action. Cohesive action. Cohesive? Is it cohesive act? Yeah. Both sides take cohesive action. Both sides control everything that goes on, and you guys got to come to a mutual agreement. If it's not a mutual agreement, then there's a problem. I've seen a lot of people, you know, unable to own up to the truth. You know, you can get 10 people in a room and all ask them the same question, and they would all agree with me if I were to voice whichever question it was. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm very, very, this chair is uncomfortable. I'm very, very, you see how I keep moving because the chair is uncomfortable. I'm very, very fact heavy. I'm very, very centered towards truth related topics. And point blank, I would never treat anybody like shit. You know what I mean? I'm not that kind of person. I'm the kind of person that would treat everyone equally, some better than others, but nothing to where they would feel left out or nothing. Just get certain vibes from certain people and all that. But you just can't go around treating people shitty and expecting it not to happen to you. You can't go around and demand to feel a certain kind of way and have someone treat you or give you something in return. Like, I can't have someone treat me like an absolute prince if they're if I'm treating them bad. Like, if I'm treating you bad, like horse shit, I don't expect anything from anyone when it comes to that regard then. Now, mind you, if I earned it, if I deserved it, if it's something in a healthy way that could come your way, yeah, of course, everybody deserves something like that. But you don't deserve anything unless you work for it. You don't deserve anything unless you're willing to go through the fire. Speaking of fire, the fire in Hawaii. You don't deserve anything. Nothing in life is deserved, or nothing in life is warranted. It's deserved and it's not promised. But more so in more cases when you work for it, the satisfying feeling that comes after that's one of the best feelings in the world. So we can continue to pledge together, to work together to spread truth, awareness, woke ideologies. Just kidding. We could have talked about a lot more, but dude, this is a relationship based episode today, huh? No, it's just to help people overall improve their quality of their lives, their relationships, and anything and everything else they stand for. You owe it to the people in general, you know what I mean? You can educate, you can show people how to live, show people how to do things correctly. Oh, because so many people go about doing things the wrong way and they destroy their relationships, they destroy good connections with people. But, you know, by all means, I can help who I want to help. I can do things for people that deserve them. I can do things overall to help them, even my worst enemies. You know, if you want to take the advice, then that's by all means. I 100% approve it. I appreciate you. And then, you know, things will just go ultimately good for the better. And amazing. And, you know, your quality of life will improve over time. And, you know, however long it takes you to get a hang of that, to learn about things, to do things properly, to realize that you are more important than anyone has said. You are more important than anyone's made you feel. And you matter first. You come first. And don't be scared to be selfish if it comes towards your own mental health, your own productivity, your whole overall advancement in life. Don't let anybody take you away from your happiness. Don't let anyone take you away from what you stand for. You know what I mean? I just thought it would be a really good an idea today, especially when it's like, dude, there's so much problems in the world in general, let alone government based, and you know, just the elites going after all the children in the world and all this sick pedophile, like, you know, and violent inciting and, you know, satanic worship, you know, all this creepy, crazy stuff, all these elites and all the Hollywood elites, dude, because they control the entire world, the entire population, especially the United States, dude, especially the United States. But point blank is, ladies and gentlemen, we are one. We are together as one. We cannot let the truth be silenced. You cannot let people censor you either. You can't let women back yourself into the corner, and you can't do anything for free. You got to obviously sacrifice a lot to work hard in life. You got to do a lot in life to get to where you want to be. But in the end, it all pays motherfucking off. So I believe that is it for us today. Obviously, we finally reached the hour mark here on Truth Speech. Well, we've reached the hour mark substantially a lot amount of times. I mean, 9+ years of reaching more than an hour, ladies and gentlemen. You guys remember that 4-hour podcast we did? Oh my God, fucking crazy. But until we return, ladies and gentlemen, this is True Speech with the King. Like I said, my name is Gabriel Hernandez. You can follow me on x.com/GTKingOfficial. Instagram, GTheKing_official. We also have Instagram and Twitter for the podcast as well. Truth Speech Pod on Instagram and Twitter as well. Might have to make some more TikToks, huh? Maybe so. Yes, no, maybe so. Just kidding. Until we return, again, I know it was like simultaneously on Fridays, on Thursdays, sometimes it's on Mondays, but we're back on a motherfucking Monday, so that makes for a best show for you guys to get you through your day, to get you through your intense workout. I don't take offense to this third topic, or this third one for the podcast being your reason to listen to it. For you to fall asleep at night, you get the opportunity to listen to me whisper in your ear, babies. I'm just kidding. That's gay, because there's more of a male audience than anything on this show. So that'd be pretty homophobic. I'm pretty homophobic to be offended by that. But no, I don't want to be whispering in any dude's ear any goddamn given time in my life. So until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, the truth will set you free. The truth will not be silenced. Have a good rest of your week, guys. We'll be back sooner rather than later. The video version will be up on Rumble within a couple of hours and then for the audio wise will be up within probably about 20-25 minutes or less. So until we return, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of this bitch. Bye, folks. Until next time, have a good weekend. Don't drink and drive, don't smoke and drive, and in my case, don't ride your scooter. That electric fucking scooter is badass, dude. Don't drink that and get stoned or crossfaded or buzzing, whatever it is we like to do nowadays, whatever the kids like to do. But until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great, glorious episode, and I can't wait to do this bullshit again. Back in your lives in a few days. We'll probably be back on Friday or so. I should just stop saying the days that we come back, because it's random sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. But until we meet again, we are out of this bitch. Bye, folks. Listener discretion is advised. Viewer discretion is advised. Subscribe weekly to our show. We're available on Spotify Podcasts and all the other major podcast providers, specifically 9 different podcast providers. And it's actually, if you go to the Podcasters by Spotify profile link in my Instagram, it will show you the actual providers as well. Until next time, guys, we had a great time today, and I hope you guys have a great week. So, sayonara, folks.
It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene, real fame. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, hands to the sky. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, hands to the sky. DJ, turn me up.